What's up, good people? This is your host, Neil Real, and this is the Apostate Apple Broadcast. Back again, talking about how to fix your self-esteem and all that good stuff. Today, we'll be talking about self-confidence and autonomy and how to restore those two things. But before we do that, back, self-confidence, how do you restore that? We talked about how the Bible tore all that down, and so how do we repair that? Well, for me, I was able to build my confidence, and I'm still working on that, by remembering past accomplishments and saying, if I was able to do that then, I can do it now. I can grow from that. I can become better in that area and win, okay? And so just by remembering your past accomplishments, even if it's in a different category, you can say, well, if I was able to do that in that area, I can do it in this area. I am capable. You see, you got to say that I am capable. Another thing you can start to do is to start listening to your intuition. We talked about how the Bible did not want you to follow your heart. It didn't want you to listen to your heart. So you need to start listening to intuition. What is intuition? It's a knowing without actual evidence. In some cases, so you need to start listening to that and say, you know, let me just step out on a limb and just follow this instead of the logical, you know. And I found that if just test it out on something small, listen first, though. Start getting quiet in yourself and saying, I think something's telling me something. Let me just go ahead and check that out. You'll start to see like, man, that actually panned out. That was actually something there. And that prevented me from doing this or prevented me from doing that. I had a few instances where my own gut was telling me, hey, something's wrong and I need to fix it. It was a car issue, you know, woke up with anxiety for no reason. I'm like, I'm doing well. I don't know what the issue is, but turns out that it was a car issue. And it was something I had put off or I forgot to do. I didn't plan to go to the mechanic or whatever. And it was a big issue. After I looked it up online, I said, I really should have been, you know, so there was the gut telling me that. Intuition is a knowing that, hey, something's off, or do something instead of doing that, or instead of doing a logical thing, or, you know. So I've listened to my intuition in the past since I let go of religion, and that's been helpful as well. I encourage you to look into these things. Go online and look up what intuition and what gut feelings are and really think about them and see if how you could begin to, I would say, listen and follow these things, because these things actually help. They actually help you. And so this is how you begin to build confidence in yourself, where you don't have to like, okay, you ain't got a God to pray to anymore. And when you did, you weren't talking to anybody. It was your own intuition that you were pulling from anyway, or some religious ideology or belief system. You pulled out the Bible. So now let's really focus on, you know, what is your own heart telling you? What is your own intuition? What is your gut telling you? And there are a lot of successful people who just roll based off of that. Okay. Now, it's not to say that you don't have intelligence, you don't use logic, but this is something that you really need to look into. Okay. You have a system built into your spirit that will protect you, give you insight into things without actual information, and will save you. In the past, some people have said, oh, that was God. The Holy Spirit was talking to me that time. Or the Holy Spirit told me to go back home. And I found out I left the stove on. And I say, thank you, Jesus. No, man, that was your intuition. That was your gut. The spiritual part of you that can know things that maybe you forgot and tell you about them and alert you and give you and alarm you to things. You see? I encourage you to start listening. This will build confidence in yourself. You'll feel better about managing your own life instead of thinking that God is your, you know, Jesus take the wheel and God runs my life and all that type of stuff. Okay. No, you are in control. There are people who will second guess every decision that you make, thus tearing down your confidence in your ability to make decisions. And so this will help as well in that area where you start to say, you know what, I can think for myself. I can make the right decision and begin to listen to your intuition and your gut. okay? And reject those ideas that you can't think. You got a brain just like that other person. What makes them better than you? What makes you so stupid and incapable of thinking and them so superior in their thinking? There's nothing. You both got brains. You both have an intuition. You both have a gut that gives you information on how to live. So people that try to tell you you're not that smart or you can't think for yourself or you need them, you need to run everything by them, that's some bullshit. Those people have low self-esteem and they want to control you to lift themselves up at your expense. And so you got to reject that. They're trying to knock your confidence down. Okay. Another thing you can do is to learn to think critically and don't believe everything you hear. The news can be very negative. It can come against your self-esteem and stuff like that. That's what I talked about in the past. But begin to criticize the news. They say something. Think about it. Is that really true? Does that really make sense? I'll be talking about how to think critically in future broadcasts. But for now, you're going to do your own research on how to do that. Don't believe and accept anything you hear. Just because somebody's telling you something about somebody else, some gossip or something they saying, it don't mean it's true. Really think about that and say, you know, is that really true? And criticize things, really analyze things, because this is important to build your critical thinking skills, your brain up, your logical side of things, because otherwise you'll be following after people because you don't know what to do. And most people are following a crowd that's going to lead them to destruction. Running out and just doing what the government say. Running out and doing something that you've seen on social media. A lot of people believe memes sometimes. They see these memes and it says something. And some memes even make fun of people who believe memes that are not true. They'll say something totally untrue. And then in small type say, look at you believing something that ain't even true. We got to start thinking. When you start to think critically, you begin to build self-confidence in your own mind to say, you know what? I'm smart and I can think for myself and I can navigate this world because I have a smart brain. I know what I'm doing. I can think. To build your self-confidence, give yourself the glory. Okay. Stop this all glory be to God type stuff like I was doing. Pat yourself on the back and say, I did that. Because that will boost your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and it will add to your abilities going forward in life. So where a new challenge comes your way, you say, you know, I got this. I can handle this. Why? Because I did this in the past. But if you gave all the glory to somebody else or you kept humbling yourself and not taking credit, you don't save those records of success so that you can go back to them and have confidence. So give yourself the glory. On to autonomy. We know autonomy is about self-governance and doing what you want to do and going forward and being able to manage your own life and rule your own life and do what's best for you. And so, as I mentioned, the Bible and religion has and will and can tear that down. So one of the things you can start to do is to first make yourself the mental point of origin. Instead of thinking about others, like the Bible says, to put everybody else first, start to think about yourself first. How does this affect me? How will this benefit me? Will this hurt me? Will this help me? What value will this bring to me? Okay? Always think that way first. And then you can start to focus on what others may need or how your actions that you take will affect other people. Another thing you can do is break the rules from time to time. Now, there are rules in place for our benefit and for our safety. But in some cases, just break them. Okay? If there's a mask mandate, I remember doing this after I left the religion. I walked into a building that mandated a mask. I just didn't wear it. I said, fuck that. I ain't wearing it. See what somebody say to me. Now, anybody that's, you know, triggered by that, I mean, that's your problem. But what I was doing is beginning to build my autonomy back up. I wasn't just going to do what I'm told all the damn time. Okay? There may be real rules for real reasons, and this is something that everybody's following. And you can say, you know what, I'm not doing that. And there may be consequences. Somebody could have ran up on me and said, yo, get out this store. Or I might have had some dirty looks and been treated bad because I didn't have a mask on. There are consequences for your actions, but learn to break the rules and not feel guilty. You will find when you first do it, there's a sting in your spirit, like, ooh, you did something wrong. But sometimes these are just rules. It's not like you are immoral for breaking them. It's just a rule somebody set. Doesn't make you immoral for breaking that rule. Okay? But as always, consider how it affects other people. But the way to having autonomy again is to break the rules sometimes. All right? Now, as a man, you should seek sovereignty. Okay? Don't be in positions where you're constantly being told what to do. You're being micromanaged, manipulated, talked down to, put in positions where somebody else has control over your livelihood. You don't want to do that. Seek to be sovereign as a man, all right? You can have a boss, but make sure you have a boss or somebody or a manager or a company you work for that allows you to have some level of freedom. The great thing about that virus, supposed virus that changed the world a little bit, people were now able to work from home. So you don't have to come into an office. You got a little bit more freedom on what to wear. You know, you still got work to do, but you got a little bit more freedom. And it's important that people start to branch out and get other forms of income while they're working, have a side hustle or something that's providing you some income so that you don't have to bow to somebody who may want to oppress you, like some boss or somebody at your job or something like that. And I'm thankful for my ability to do that, where something's happening on the job or I have a contract that's not working properly, I can leave it, you know, and say it's not a good fit. I don't like how I'm being treated or whatever, and I can walk away. Sovereignty is very important for a man, okay? If you want to be at your best, if you want to be at your highest level of masculinity, you have to be sovereign, okay? It doesn't mean, like I said, that you don't work in cooperation with another man or at somebody's company. It's okay. Just as long as you have freedom and power, I would say, and you're over your own life. You don't want to be in this position where you feel like you got to compromise all, you know, your values because of money, and your living is tied to some abusive person at some company. You don't want to be in that position. So you got to work your way out of that to where you have control and power. For women, it's important that you seek out a man that will allow you to be free in that relationship. Don't deal with oppressive men. Okay, we talked about women submitting in the past and all of that. So as a woman, it's important that you follow a man or be in relationship with men who allow you to be free. You shouldn't have to alter yourself completely to fit in to who he is unless that's what you want to do. You're a unique person, got desires and wants and ambitions as well, and they should align with that man, and so you guys working together. But in some cases, there are men who say, you're going to be conforming to me completely. Everything about yourself is going to go away, and that may trouble you. Don't submit to something like that. Two people must work together. They must be on the same page. They must have the same goals. They shouldn't be compromising for one another. Now, there is compromise in a relationship, but it can't break your back. It can't go against your values and principles. So, ladies, seek for freedom in a relationship with a man. And men who are sovereign and who actually love women and understand women will know that they don't want to be with a woman that they got to bend and break in order to fit into what they're doing. They're just going to say, look, this is how I am. This is how I do things. You're free to get on with the program or you're free to go. But they don't try to mold you into something else. It's up to you to change your ways to fit inside his space. And that's your doing, not his. Right? So seek men who allow you to be free. And then say you don't want no man. Make sure you got as much money as you want. Do whatever you want. But make sure that you are fully free and in control of your life. The only reason why I mentioned the whole women, you know, following men, because that's kind of how masculine and feminine energy works. And some people may have a problem with that, but men and women are built to be together, and men lead and women follow. And that's how it works with masculine and feminine energy. When women lead, there's often an issue with them respecting the men that follow them in some cases. They don't want to respect them. They don't like them because I think deep down they realize that he should be leading her. Nevertheless, I believe the dynamic should be the man leading and the woman following. And so it's important that the man is not oppressing the woman and allowing her to be free in that relationship. And not to go against any values that he has, because if she does, then she can't be in that relationship. But let it be a place where she's free to come and fit in as the woman that she is, and, you know, instead of being broken into something else. Finally, don't blindly follow so-called authority. Authority and leaders are set up to govern the world and govern societies and cities and states, and there's rules in place, and mayors and police officers and judges and stuff like that. And while these people have authority, we still have the right to say, no, I don't like what you're doing, or no, I don't think that's a good fit for me, or no, I'm not going to follow that. I have many instances in my past when I was young where I was forced to submit to somebody or some authority that wasn't really doing the right thing, you know, and they tried to program me, and it worked, where I became an obedient person, where I was just to do what any authority figure said. And I've learned to get out of that, where I question them, I reject them, I resist them. And you should too, because many people wouldn't be in the conditions that we're in as a human people if we didn't blindly follow what some so-called authority says. So that's all I got for you today. I hope those things were helpful to you. They definitely worked for me. And then once again, I'm still a work in progress. Like, share, subscribe, rate this podcast. Email me at neil@neilreal.com. If you got questions or you just want to thank me. And until next time, have a good day.